flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Man got an offer for a prestigious job, and that man had to travel by flight to reach the place where he got the job. And the journey was a break journey. There was a layover of about an hour at the airport. And this man reached the first airport and he had some time. So he thought, let me have some food. So he went to the restaurant and had some food. And when the bill was in front of him, he was very angry. He said, I am not going to pay this 500 rupees. Just for a tea, you are taking 500 rupees. He started arguing. And ultimately, he was successful in reducing the price to 300 rupees. And he felt very happy that he saved a lot of money. Having done that, the man reached the boarding place and he was told the departure gates are closed 5 minutes back, and he missed his flight. And he was extremely happy that he has saved the money, but here, now, he missed the flight, losing much more than what he thought he gained. And this is what happens in life. Penny wise, pound foolish. We try to save little things be, argue, hassle about all such petty things, but we miss out on bigger things of life. The reason could be anything. The reason could be laziness. The reason could be thoughtlessness. The reason could be some habit, some sanskar. But we do lose, and then we repent. The time gets lost. What are we doing throughout the day? In today's Murli, Baba has talked about spiritual time management. This is a Murli where Baba is telling a story with pictures. It's called visual story or illustrated story or story with pictures, graphic story, whatever name you call it. It's a story with pictures. Murli is highly illustrative. Use of heavy metaphors. Few reasons for not understanding Murli in general is the length of the Murli. When the length is big, the essence is lost. The second is repetition. Whether it is Sakar Murli or Avyakt, you will find multiple repetitions. So sometimes that bores. The third is use of heavy metaphors, examples. He doesn't tell his points straight away. Sometimes the points are heavily decorated. Use of similes. And sometimes while reading, you don't understand how can it correlate to the situation and problems of my life. So even reading Murli can become a trap. It can become a distraction. You can get lost. What inspiration to draw from becomes difficult because he is using such words as colors, flowers, gardens, garlands, some phrases from the path of devotion, some new words, some difficult Hindi words to understand, some difficult phrases. So these all things make comprehension difficult. Sometimes the text is not direct, it is abstract. You don't understand what he is trying to explain. Things appear illogical. And we start to overanalyze Murli. That also is a trap. The Murli text is heavily loaded with many ideas, which sometimes you may find impractical. There is a repeated mention of destruction. There is a repeated mention of the word Maya, and sometimes it is confusing. Most of the time you will find, do this, do that. It should be like this, it should be like that. But how to do it? It's sometimes not mentioned. So that's what it is. An extremely philosophical text with high psychological overtones. Where there is a high chance that the essence gets lost. And there is an over-expectation at times. The perfection, the desire for perfection, the hopes for perfections are mentioned. But when you don't find yourself doing that, you suffer from guilt consciousness. And reading Murli becomes an act of guilt consciousness. Because you find you don't meet anywhere. The things, the morals, the high standards, the expectations, the two are vibrating at their own different vibrations. The Murli is vibrating at one vibration and your mind is vibrating at another. And it is not in sync with each other. First, you have to know this rather than blindly sitting and accepting everything. Oh, this is right, this is right, this is right, this is right. It is not about right or wrong. It's about what you are doing. So in today's Murli also, you will find many such highly poetic expressions. And when you read, nothing comes in the hand. Except that you say it was very good. So Baba says, there is a subtle world and he is roaming there and he has a camera in his hand and he is taking pictures. Perhaps you are taking some selfies as well. And he saw garlands. Look at the language. Some garlands are very short, around the neck. Some are touching the feet. Some are like dresses. Some are circles. What is this garland? This is the garland of virtues. And this garland has got bedecked with diamonds. And then these diamonds are of different colors. Jiva ideas. Gyan is like a golden color. Yoga is like red. Dharna is white, while the seva is green. And then Baba said, there is a difference in the garland. And he tried to explore the difference. And the difference was the time gap, thinking and doing. So ultimately, after reading that whole 3-4 pages of Murli, the only thing that comes in the hand is procrastination. That's it. Rest, everything is decoration. Baba said, if you have some good thought now, immediately translate into action. If you delay, then there is a dwindling of enthusiasm, one. Second, some obstacle may come. These are the two reasons he gave. So bridge this gap. Turant daan, instant charity. that will bring great results. So after going through all the zigzag pathways, here, there, but there is also beauty associated with it. From the literature point of view, it is a poem. From the philosophical point of view, it is the best prose. So, the crux is just this one word. Procrastination. These are a few of the other things which are written over here. Spiritual charity. Baba said, whenever you have a good thought, just do it. Don't delay. Don't wait. Waiting is the luxury of fools. Delay is decay. And danger as well. Do it now. Here and now. This moment. If you want to help somebody, go and help now. So just as there is instant charity, there is instant thankfulness. Sit and thank everyone. There is instant gratitude. There is instant asking for pardon. All those whom you wronged, ask for pardon. Instant thankfulness, instant gratitude garland. So instant charity, that is spiritual charity, do it now, here. Spiritual garland. You visualize yourself and you are having a garland. And if you feel one particular virtue, it is a virtue, garland of virtue, if you feel that virtue is lacking in you, see that virtue shining all the more brilliantly. If suppose the patience is lacking, see that in that garland of virtue, the patience, the diamond of patience is shining radiantly. If you have the habit of getting attracted to somebody, see the garland, in that garland, the diamond of detachment, Vairagya, shining brilliantly. So that's the second task, visualization. The third is time management. Delay is danger. Procrastination is the thief of time. If you don't utilize time, if you delay, the time will destroy you. Spiritual greenery. This is a beautiful word. Baba said, seva is represented by the color green. So look around. And how can you turn this jungle into greenery? Jungle represents negative people, negative vibrations, negative situations. The complaining mind, the complaint box. Wherever you go, you don't find things better. You have the habit of complaining. How can I convert my day into a spiritual greenery? And every day you will encounter different people, people of difficult sanskars, different personalities with idiosyncratic natures. The karmic accounts are tough. They don't spare anyone. Spiritual colors, these different colors which are given, golden color, red color, white color, and green color. For Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, and Seva. See, where do I stand? You can create a spiritual diary of colors. and see those colors? And is there a balance? And last is procrastination, and these are the 7 reasons written over here. Why do we procrastinate? Why do we postpone? Why we delay? Why we have a habit of putting off the things? The very first reason is attachment to comfort zone. We love to live in that comfort zone comfortably. While spiritual life is the life of taking a jump into the unknown. It's not waiting for anybody. It is a flight of the alone to the alone. You move alone. You walk alone. The moment you try to accompany with somebody or make somebody your partner, companion, you get stuck. It is an intrinsically solo journey. The other is hell. The French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre had said somewhere in some other context, the other is hell. Remember that. Keep away. It's your journey. You will decide. We can't balance this worldly responsibilities, that's why we delay. Spiritual things, spiritual effort, spiritual purushartha, because the mundane responsibilities come in your way. You think these are also important and that is also important, and you can't strike a balance. The third is spiritual goals are not clear. What is to be done is not clear. That's why you postpone. Next is distractions. There are so many things to distract you. You forget. What is the goal? Fear. Less energy. Less energy could be because of some health issues. Less energy could be because the mind has lost the enthusiasm. Less energy could be because of 100 other things. The living conditions, there is no sunlight. And you eat stale food. Baba has given the example of stale and fresh food. All cooked is stale. Devoid of energy, nutrients, enzymes. It makes you sick. Getting rid of the cooked is one of the major steps in progressing in spiritual life. Fear of imperfection, and the last is getting stuck in overthinking, overanalyzing. If things happen, they come and they go. You don't have to wait. You keep don't analyzing, oh, my 5 years are like this, my 10 years are like this, I did this, I did that. Keep on analyzing. A man is called, what are you doing? He said, I am thinking on time management. That's good. What do you whole day? The whole day I keep on thinking about time management. How to manage time. But how to manage is lost. Sometimes our overthinking is the cause of all our sorrows and sufferings. We are over-analyzing things, over-analyzing persons, situations, people. Things came, things left. Forget them. You are sitting in the train. Scenes are coming, scenes are changing. You don't sit, oh, why that man is fighting with his wife? 100 other scenes will come. They came and they left. They came and they left. They are anitya, transitory. Forget them. Don't think, don't overanalyze. Live in this moment, now. BK philosophy is the philosophy of here and now. Sangam Yuga is not the name of any yuga. Sangam Yuga, confluence age, is not the name of any time. Sangam Yuga is not about external situations. It is the name of internal awareness and jagran. It is the name of situation. Of the mind. It is the name of the atmosphere. of the internal mindset. It has nothing to do with outside things. It has nothing to do with rather time. Yoga itself is a misnomer. It's not time, it's state. Where the highest have met, mingled. Om Shanti.